that's a finer weave, a finer one that's finer woven than that big loose one that you said you called a, what did you say you called a loose woven?
A crocker bag.
Okay, okay. And what do you call a small musical instrument that you blow into?
A mouth harp or it has another name, but
Now I understand. What about a little one that is made out of metal and you hold in your teeth and it goes doing 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 doing? Do you remember one like that? You hold it, I think, in your teeth and it's metal.
Do you blow it?
No, you don't blow it. You hit it with your finger, I think, like that.
No, I don't remember.
Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that is made with a long board balanced in the middle and a child sits on each end of it and they go up and down?
Is it called a riding horse?
Okay. I have, that's one of the things that I've heard of down here. What about if it had something balancing on each end and you bounced up and down in the middle of it, stood up and bounced? Do you remember one like that?
Well, right now I can't remember one.
Okay, what about one that is fixed in the middle and goes round this way?
We call that the riding horse.
Oh, that was the riding horse. It went round and round. Uh-huh. What about this one that goes up and down like this?
Well, I've been trying to think.
Okay. Let me
tell you. Jump board, wasn't it?
A jump board. Okay, listen to these and see if any of these sound familiar.
Okay.
A riding horse is in here. A dandel, a cocky horse, a seesaw, a teeter board, a tender board, so forth.
Someone younger than me might could name it right, but with us at school, it was a jump board.
Okay, okay. What do you call you said a homemade merry-go-round was the riding horse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about a flat piece of stone that they use to sharpen knives or scythes on? I don't know whether they still use them or not, but maybe a man would have one to sharpen his knife on.
I know. I've got a piece of one in there in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Can't think of what to call it.
Okay. What about these words in here? A wetter, a wet seed, a wet rock, a wet stone. Any of those sound familiar?
Yeah, the wet stone or the wet rock, either one.
Either one? Okay. Uh-huh. What about some different kinds of wood fences? Do y'all have any wood fences around here, like around the house, or where you've got this one's wire here and there's a chain link one across? Are there any other kind of any wood fences around here?
No, I can't think of one.
What about a long time ago back on the farm?
Well, the wood fences around the homes, houses, and yard, I'll say, would be picket fence.
Okay, now how was a picket fence?
How was it?
Uh-huh. How was it made?
Well, it was put up with boards.
Up and down?
Up and down this way, and the top of them was
pointed
like that.
Okay. Any other kinds that you remember? This was like a picket fence then that had the little point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other kinds that you remember from back then?
Well, some of you had the fence around the yard, like around my yard.
Mm-hmm. Any other woods that you remember? What about rail fences?